आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस: रिटर्न जर्नी ऑफ इंडियन एस्ट्रोनॉट ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला एंड थ्री अदर क्रू मेंबर्स ऑफ एक्सियम 4 मिशन टू बिगिन टुडे। President Draupadi Murmu to be on a two-day visit to Odisha beginning today. 2 lakh pilgrims undertake Amarnath Yatra so far this year. Yannick Sinner dethrones Carlos Alcaraz to capture maiden Wimbledon crown. And in cricket, India needs 135 runs to win Lord's Test against hosts England on day 5. The return journey of Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin today. In a social media post, Science and Technology Minister Jitendra Singh said the undocking has been scheduled for today at 4:30 p.m. IST. He said the crew will arrive back to Earth tomorrow at around 3 p.m. IST. More from our correspondent.
After landing, Group Captain Shukla along with other crew members will undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program under the supervision of the flight surgeons to adapt back to Earth's gravity. Group Captain Shukla is on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. He became the first Indian to visit the International Space Station and the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in the year 1984. During the journey, Group Captain Shukla conducted 7 India-specific experiments. In his farewell speech aboard ISS, Group Captain Shukla described his space journey as incredible.
It has been an incredible journey. I did not imagine all this when I started on Falcon 9. On 25th. The team that is standing behind me, you guys have made it really special for us being here on the station. It was an incredible joy to be here and working alongside with a bunch of professionals like you. Over the past 2.5 weeks or so, we have done a lot of science on the station. We have done outreach activities and also looked back at the Earth, whatever time we found. I would like to thank my country and all their citizens for supporting this mission, all the colleagues at ISRO who have worked tirelessly in developing all the protocols, the science and the outreach activities, the researchers back in India, the students who developed the outreach items that I carried. I would also like to thank NASA and its international partners, Axiom Space, SpaceX, for ensuring that we were trained adequately well and providing all the support round the clock, and all the people who were sitting on ground supporting this mission, making it extremely successful.
Along with Shukla, the mission had 3 mother astronauts, Commander Peggy Whitson from the US, and mission specialists Sławomir Uznański, Wiśniewski, and Tibor Kapu of Poland and Hungary. The SpaceX Falcon 9 carrying the crew was launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 2-day visit to Odisha from today. The president will arrive at the Biju Patnaik International Airport at Bhubaneswar this afternoon, from where she is scheduled to go to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Bhubaneswar, to grace its 5th convocation ceremony. Founded in 2003 by great visionary Bharat Ratna late Atal Bihari Vajpayee, AIIMS Bhubaneswar stands today as a beacon of medical education, research and healthcare delivery in the country. More from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu will arrive at Bhubaneswar to attend the 5th convocation of AIIMS Bhubaneswar as chief guest. Odisha Governor Haribabu Kambhampati, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and many other dignitaries are likely to join the convocation. On her second day visit to her home state, Odisha, President Murmu will attend the 13th annual convocation of Ravensa University and lay the foundation stone for the redevelopment of 3 buildings of Ravensa Girls High School at Cuttack. She is also scheduled to grace the birth anniversary celebration of Adi Kavi Sarala Das, a great Odia poet and scholar born in 15th century, and present the Kalinga Ratna Award for 2024 at Cuttack. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar will be on a 2-day visit to China beginning today. He will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Foreign Ministers meeting in Tianjin City tomorrow. A report.
The foreign ministers will exchange views on SCO cooperation in various fields and major international and regional issues. The SCO grouping comprises 10 member states: India, China, Russia, Iran, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and Belarus. China is the current chair of the SCO and is hosting the meetings of the grouping in that capacity. Dr. Jayashankar will also hold bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the SCO foreign ministers meeting. Dr. Jayashankar is expected to meet his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi during his visit to China. The two leaders are expected to take forward discussions to normalize bilateral relations and address the long-standing border dispute between India and China. The two countries are currently engaged in the delicate task of normalizing their ties after agreeing in October last year to end the face-off in Ladakh. It will be Dr. Jaishankar's first visit to China after the ties between the two countries came under strain following the 2020 military standoff along the line of actual control LAC in eastern Ladakh. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Indian Army has categorically denied its involvement in any operation that killed 19 United Liberation Front of Assam independent Alpha 1 cadres, including three top leaders of the banned insurgent group in Myanmar. Defence PRO Colonel M.S. Rawat said in Guwahati that there are no inputs with the Indian Army on such an operation. The banned group, insurgent group, headed by Paresh Barua, claimed that its eastern headquarters in Myanmar was targeted by Indian Army with drones in the early hours yesterday. More from our correspondent.
According to a statement by insurgent group, a total of 19 cadres have been killed and another 19 injured. It said the outfit's self-proclaimed Lieutenant General Nayan Mehdi, alias Nayan Assom, has been killed. The insurgent group claimed that fresh attacks were carried out during the last riots in which self-styled Brigadier Ganesh Assom and Colonel Pradeep Assom were killed. However, Indian Army has categorically denied any such operation. Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma also told media persons that state police is not involved in this incident. He said there has been no strike from the soil of Assam. Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra that commenced on the 3rd of this month is going on peacefully and seamlessly from twin routes of Nunwan Pahalgam Base Camp in South Kashmir's Anantnag district and Baltal Base Camp in Central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. The Yatra will conclude on the 9th of August on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan. More from our correspondent.
During first 11 days of 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra, the number of Yatris has surpassed 2 lakh mark who had darshan of Shivlingam at the holy cave till last evening. Yatris from across the country are expressing their satisfaction and joy over visiting Kashmir for darshan at holy cave. They are satisfied with all kinds of arrangements and facilities besides multi-tier security arrangements along twin routes of Baltal and Pahalgam towards holy cave. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has described a surpassing of 2 lakh mark as an achievement for all those devotees who are embarking on a sacred journey of lifetime to discover and experience the divinity. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Rajasthan, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Jharkhand, Odisha and West Madhya Pradesh today. Parts of Delhi, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, coastal Karnataka, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and northeastern states are also likely to experience heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather department has further predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds today in places over West Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Telangana, Uttarakhand and West Rajasthan. IMD said hot and humid conditions are expected to prevail over Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal throughout the day. Heavy rainfall is likely at several places in Himachal Pradesh from today till the 17th of July. Meteorological Centre Shimla has issued an orange alert for Kangra and Sirmaur districts on July 14th, indicating the possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall. Yellow alerts have been issued for Mandi, Shimla and Solan districts. More from our correspondent.
The spell of monsoon rains continues in Himachal Pradesh, significantly disrupting normal life in many areas. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, one national highway and 196 other link roads remain blocked due to landslides. 73 electricity transformers and 787 drinking water schemes are disrupted across the state. Since the onset of the monsoon on June 20th, 98 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents, 178 people have been injured and 34 individuals are still missing. The Meteorological Center Shimla has issued an orange alert for Kangra and Sirmaur districts and yellow alerts for Solan, Shimla and Mandi districts for today. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The monsoon session of Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly will begin today. This session will have 5 sittings and conclude on the 18th of July. During the session, the state government will present some amendment bills. 7 people died in a road accident that occurred last night in Annamayya district of Andhra Pradesh. Several were seriously injured in the incident. According to officials, the accident occurred when a lorry carrying mangoes from Rajampet to Railway Kodur market overturned on the embankment of the Reddipalli Bond in Pulampeta Mandal. The injured have been shifted to Rajampet Government Hospital. The disease have been identified as residents of Shettigunta village in Railway Kodur Mandal. And now news from the world of sports.
At Wimbledon 2025, world number 1 Jannik Sinner defeated Carlos Alcaraz in 4 sets to become the first Italian to win the Wimbledon men's singles title. Sinner beat Alcaraz 4-6, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4 to become the first Italian man to win Wimbledon in the competition's 148-year history. In cricket, in the third test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, India currently needs 135 runs to win at the Lord's Test. On the last ball of day 4, English skipper Ben Stokes dismissed night watchman Akash Deep for just 1 run. Earlier hosts England were bowled out for 192 runs, setting up a target of 193 for the visitors. For India, Washington Sundar picked up 4 wickets, while Mohammad Siraj and Jasprit Bumrah each bagged 2 wickets. In basketball, the Indian women's team made a strong start to their FIBA Women's Asia Cup Division B campaign, defeating Kazakhstan 85-68 in a commanding performance in Bangkok, Thailand. The victory marks a positive beginning for the team as they aim to secure promotion to Division A. Meanwhile in chess, Indian grandmasters Konaru Hampi and Devya Deshmukh advanced to the round of 16 at the Women's FIDE World Cup with impressive victories in the third round. In shooting, National Games champion Neeru Dhanda secured an impressive fourth place in the women's trap event during her debut final at the ISSF World Cup in Loneto, Italy. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on importance of rainwater harvesting and its role in water conservation. Varsha Jal Sanchayan or Jal Sanrakshan mein iski bhumika. With G. Ashok Kumar, former DG National Mission for Clean Ganga, and Dr. Arvind Kurwar, environmentalist. During the program, the listeners will have the opportunity to ask our experts questions related to water conservation, effective rainwater harvesting systems, and their significance for a suitable future. To participate, simply dial telephone number 011-2371-7117 and 011-2331-4444, 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 92890-94044. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, VC Pramod. Almost all papers have on their front pages the story of illegal migrants from Nepal, Bangladesh and Myanmar being found during house-to-house verification by booth-level officers as part of the Special Intensive Revision SIR process in Bihar. Foreigners found on Bihar rolls, says Election Commission. India questions data, headlines The Hindu. The Tribune headlines after Bihar EC reduced plan for pan-India launch of roll revision. The story of Air India Flight 171 June 12 crash investigation report suggesting pilot error is widely covered in most newspapers. The Pioneer headlines pilot's body dismisses speculations on pilot error in AI 171 crash. The Hindustan Times headlines more pilot bodies object to probe report on AI crash. And with that, it's back to you, VC Pramod.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Return journey of Indian astronaut Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and 3 other crew members of Axiom 4 mission to begin today. President Draupadi Murmu to be on a 2-day visit to Odisha beginning today. 2 lakh pilgrims undertake Amarnath Yatra so far this year. Jannik Sinner dethrones Carlos Alcaraz to capture maiden Wimbledon crown. And in cricket, India need 135 runs to win Lord's Test against hosts England on day 5. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and the News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.